We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the second line from the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, continuing about Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika taught us that if you have a Yerush, it's a son between other sons, or it's a daughter between other daughters, and we'll have to give the whole Yerusha to that one son or that one daughter. So, Boi Rabba Bari Heich. Is this halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika? Maybe it's Dafka by a Shchiv Mira, not by a Bari. Because maybe Kikom Rav Yechem Abreikom Veshchivira the Bar Aravusihu, he's a Bar Yerusha, and the pasuk says V'Yoyim Hachiloi Es Bonov, the day I am giving Yerusha to my children, which is when he's a Shchivira. I'm a Bar Yiloi. Maybe this right that he has to change the Yerusha when it's all sons, he can give one son all the Yerusha from the pasuk V'Yoyim Hachiloi Es Bonov Dafka if he's a Shchivira, not by a Bari. Oy Dilma, I feel a Bari now. You may a Bari also. It's not Dafka a Shchivira. Even by Bari also, you have the right. That's the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara is going to be Pesach the Shaila. Omer Mishar Shir Rava Toshima. I bring a raya from a discussion in a brisa. The Omele Rabbi Nosson was from Bavel Le Rabbi. Shenisem Mishnasach Mishnaschem Kerbeichem Ebreika. You know, you have a Mishnah that's a Stam Mishnah Kerbeichem Ebreika. Even though we had here a Stam Mishnah in this parak that was not like Kerbeichem Ebreika, but here it was really a Stam Bachem Machlekes. But he said, I have a Mishnah in Ksubis that sounds like you learned the Mishnah like a Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. What does the Mishnah say? The Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, Maseches Ksubis, Loi kosav law benin dichrin dehav lechami noi inun yarsun kesav ksubisacha yesachu kayin denachayin yestol chayiv shetanai bezinu. What does this mean? The halacha is usually when a wife dies, her husband and husband's life. So her husband's yarish everything. Now that's the husband's money. When the husband dies, it goes to the husband's children. Now, the husband can have children from this wife or from other wives. It goes equally to the children. Now, the problem is, sometimes a father would give his daughter a lot of money, but he's going to feel bad if that money doesn't land up in his own family. He wants that money to stay in his family. So if she dies and the husband's yerish her, so she wants that it goes dafka to her children. So they made a takana, a tanai bezdin, that all her money that was transferred to him when she died, when he dies, that money goes to her sons, to her children, to her sons, and not to his. Does not go to the father's sons, to the husband's sons. That's the stakana. You're right in the shtar.
It's not the children they have together, or even children you have from previous marriage.
It's the children that even though she has to him, gives birth with him. It gives birth, but they have right over his other children. Usually, when he has Yerusha, his children are all equal, no matter where the wife, which wife was. But here, if she dies, so the children that she has, I think it's from him. I'm not sure where it's from him or not. It's Losha Shetel Di Li. It sounds like that the children they're going to have together, but they're going to have together. They didn't have the children yet. They're going to have together. So it says the halachah minoy. It sounds like they're have it together. That's what not children. Children she comes in the marriage before. Let's just give the money to them before she gets married. You make a prenup. You know, not the one here. The one here that she's going to have with him. And the lashon of the shtar is benin dichrin the yahave lechah minoy. The sons that you have from me inun yarsin kesev ksubascha. The yahave lech minoy. This is what he writes to her, that the sons that you are going to have from me, they will get the Yerusha more than the other brothers. Yeser achukayim demachayim. That's the halacha. Now, what's the lashon here? It says Yerson, lashon Yerusha, and Yechayev Shnabeznu. So, what was the raya? So, Rebbe Nosson was telling Rebbe that lechayra, here is a case where I'm writing in a shtar that I could change the Yerusha. Because in Hilchos Yerusha, all sons are equal. But here, we're giving these sons over the other sons. We're giving the sons that come from Rachel and not from Leah, we're giving those sons more than Leah's sons. And they're all from Reuven's sons. All from Reuven's sons, or called Yaakov. All from Yaakov's kids. Yaakov's going to get equal. But still, we're saying, you know, I want Rachel's children to get more than Leah's children. This is not the Ksuba Messiah. No, it's just tonight, guys. They're writing the Ksuba. This is one. She wants to make. She's coming in with a lot of money. Her father. The reason is that the Takana was in order a father should give a daughter money. Like the Rashbam, for example, in the morning Ksuba, this Yikpoitz Adam Yitin Labita. Kimnoi. So they're making this up, right? Now, what's Loshon at Yerusha? So you see that you could give Yerusha to one son over the other son. I know it's tonight, guys, but you see, you could do it. It's not Masna Mas Kosh B'Torah. V'omaloi Rebbe. So Rebbe answered to Rav Nosson, no, Yisvun Tan. We'll write in the Lashon of the Shtar, Yisvun, the Lashon Matana. Lashon Matana, not Lashon Yerushi, right. Maybe not Rebbe Yechem Breka. Dafka Lashon Matana. V'omar Rebbe. And the Rebbe said later on, after he answers Rav Nosson, he said, Yaldos Hoysabi. I was not smart, and I shouldn't have answered that way. Elo, because he was right. It is a Yerusha. What's the raya that it's Yerusha? It goes with Torah Yerusha. Elo, the kaim elam binin dichrin leitarfim mishavat shavdi. The law is if the father, let's say, sold properties, or you know, after he was yerush from the wife, he sold it. He had liens on it. Whatever it is. That is not, you don't say that the her children have first lien on it. It doesn't work like that. It's only after he dies, it goes to them. Echanami, they get the first right on the Yerusha of that, but they don't have it, they don't have it from today. They got married in 1945. It stopped off in 1945, they have a lien on it. They're not even born yet, actually. But the 1945, they don't have a lien for 1945. Only for after he dies, they have a lien on it. Now, if it was the Matana, he gave the Matana today. So then, if it was Matana, it would be from today, then they would have the first lien. Teretz is Avada, it's Yerusha. It is Yerusha. So what Rebbe said, I answered that was Matana. It's not true. It was Yerusha. V'amar Rebbe, Yaldus Hoysebi, V'asti, Pone, Menos, Nabavli, Elde, Kaimelo, Menedichon, Letarf, Meshabdi, Yisak, Adat, Yisun, Tanan, if it was Matana, Amai, Letarf, Meshabdi, El Shmami, no, Yersun, Tanan, Staka, Yerusha. That more than ask the kasha that, but we'll see in a second about that. But about not being born. But the bottom line is that this Adkan had a discussion in the Braisa. The discussion in the Braisa is that Rav Nosson wanted to tell Rebbe, it looks like your Braisa is Rechem Abreku, which says Yershun, it says Alosh Yershun, which is Alosh Yerusha, like I changed the Yerusha. And he answered back, no, Yisman Tan. And he said, no, I made a mistake. You're right. It just does say Yershun. Adkan Abreisa. What do we see from this Braisa? So man sham le this le high svar Rabbi Yechem Abreika, who holds the var of Yerusha, Rabbi Yechem Abreika, and here we're not talking about a shchemira. Talking about a guy who's getting married. He's definitely not a shchemira. V'shvami no, I feel a bari. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yechem Abreika's halacha is setting my bari. We start off with a shayla. Rabbi Yechem Abreika dafka by a shchemira or even by a bari. The klar raya it's a bari, and this raya is not going to be changed. That is a raya. It is a raya like the Rashbam speaks out that by a bari you have a din of Rabbi Yechem Abreika. But the Gemara is not finished because the Gemara wants to go and discuss this brisa. Omalei rapopol abaya. Bein lemandu omar yisvun, u bein lemandu omar yirsun. He has a kasha. They asked abaya. Saif say yisvun, saif say yirsun. I don't understand. Ha'in odo makne dovash avoylam. You can't be makne dovash, even at the Yerusha. You can't do a Rabbi Yechem Breika Yerusha job if you don't have the people around yet. Even if you could mak to something I didn't get yet, only two-way person was in the world. He's saying, I can't be makne something to someone who's not in the world yet. So he's asking, Saifiyod Yerusha, Saifiyod Matana, both ways does not work. It can't be makne to someone who's not in this world yet. So the whole halacha makes no sense. Elamai, what do you have to say? Ella tanai bezdin shiny, which means hefker bezdin hefker. It must be it's a tanai bezdin. It's not a thing that works mamash with din. It's a hefker bezdin hefker the halacha, and therefore I can make it a little davish of oilam. So then it's not a right to be a break either anymore. Ella tanai bezdin shiny hachanami tanai bezdin shiny. So it's also tanai bezdin shiny, and it's not a raya to the whole idea of that Yerusha works. For one bon ben abonim, one ben ben abonim, it could be it's going to rabbonim. But here it's a tanai bezdin, which works for half a bezdin hefker. So he has a cash down with the whole discussion of raya. So here it's half a bezdin hefker. What's the raya? I'm going to lodos. So amalei, you're right. It's really the whole thing is tanai bezdin. It's half a bezdin hefker. But amalei, mishum the kamapik lei beloshon yirsun. The raya was that. So why did pick loshon yirsun? You're right. It's all tanai bezdin. But why did pick loshon yirsun? Teretz is, you're picking Lashon Yersun because you're the Yechon Emma Breaker. That's the pshat. Huh? No, that's the answer. That's bad. We're just saying, what was Ramosan's Raya in the first place? Ramosan's Raya. Oh, you want some Yechon Emma Breaker. So you want to say, what is it? It's a Hefka Bez and Hefka. It's not Shaykhis. So we're saying, no, Ramosan's Raya was because Yarsun. And what do you answer back? And he answered back Yersun Tanam because he said, look, Tar from Mashabdi. That's why I'm Lashon Yersun.
Why did he change his mind? It can't be Yersun anymore.
What?
But then he said, it can't be Yersun because I made a fool out of myself. It's not Yersun.
No, so he answered by Yisfum Tan. He said, right, it can't be Yisfum because it has to work with Taurus Yerusha. Even the word Hefkwedef, it has to work in the channel of Yerusha because we're saying Meshabdi. If it was working in the channel of Matana, then it would be from today. It would be a lean from today.
Even though it's Hefkwedef, but
which channel is it going? Is it going Matana way or Yerusha way? That was the say back. He said, you're right. But that alone would also be a teretz that it's not a raya so much, because the reason why he picked Yerusha maybe is because he wants to lose Yerusha. It wouldn't be a raya so much. But like upon him, that's what he said back. So that's what he said back. If you look at the Rashbam, he says, why did he use Yerson? He could have said, you know why? Because I wanted to tell you, and it still wouldn't be a raya. You know why I picked Yerson? Not because I hold a Yerson breaker. Because I want to show you, he's loy tar from Meshavdi. That's why I picked Yarson. That's what Rebbe should answer. He said, Rebbe Nosson asked me a kasha. I asked Yisro Tano. He should have said, you know, you're right, Yarson Tanan, but I have a different reason. Because I want to go that way, it's because I want to show what happens after Misa. That was the discussion. So that was the discussion between Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson. Hodo ma Abaya, lav milsihi. Afterwards, Abaya says that Rebbe didn't have to say the Yisro Tanan. And it could go even with free Rabbanon, even if it's Yerson, even without the Shtikl Torah with Meshavdi. He says, I have a kasha really on the whole Taina of Rav Nosson. Rebbe had a very simple answer to the kasha, that it could have been Kuliyama. Hold on by Lav Milsi. The Amri. This whole discussion was not good. You should have left it by Yerson, it wouldn't have been a problem. It would have been Kuliyama. Sai Rabbanon, Sai Rebbechen Breka. Why? Because the Tanai, we looked in the Mishnah, there's another takana, another thing you write in the Shtar. That there's another halacha in the Tanai Bezdin is that the daughters, even though they don't get Yerusha, they get mezoinus from the nechasim until they get married. It means they take from the estate mezoinus and until they get married. Again, this is a case where it's really matana from the Yerusha. Yerusha halacha is the banim take the Yerusha, but the banim get nothing. But with the Tanai Bezdin, they get mezoinus. So it's like cost of law. If you're writing the star, but nin nukven tahavlu chaminoi, daughters that I have from you, you're having yasiv basil and sit in my house, v'yitazim and chasoi, and they're going to get mezoinus from the nechosim, from the state, ad the lachon leguvim, until they get married. Chayiv. Even if you're right, you're still chayiv, shu Tanai Bezdin. So now, therefore what? So these two things it says in the star, v'hava lezeb matan, of a zeb yirusha, v'chol lezeb yirusha, v'zeb matan, afil abonam oidim. A bayataina is that I can say pasuk here. Here, lekuli ama, I can give ben ben abonim. Why? We said if you use losh matana, you can do it. I hear you use losh in yerusha. You know losh in yerusha. We said before that if you have in one sentence in teich tekdibur matana and yerusha, the matana goes on the yerusha part also, even though it's two people and two usados, but the losh matana goes on that. That's what we said. So here, these two takanas. The Lashon Matana goes and they were set together. Since they were set together, it's Gilus Teich Nehidibur. And you said the Lashon Matana on the Lashon Yerusha. So like the Gemara says, V'chol L'zeb Yerusha, V'zeb Matana, Afil Rabbanon Moedi. But once L'zeb Yerusha, Zeb Matana, even the Rabbanon are Moedi. So that was a bias taina. A bias taina was this whole discussion again, why Rebbe said, you're making a mistake. Here it's not a Lashon of Yerusha here, because he has Matana on all the Takana. Omle Ravna and Khumi Vista Omar Rabchanan Yabar Mulabai said to Rabbiya Mamai the Bechad Beidina Iskin. Who said it was a one bezdin, these two takonas? Dilma betray Beidina Iskin. So the way the Rashbam learns that if they're both takonas within the same bezdin, so then we look at it as all Taikhri Dibur. Look at both the takonas set together, and the matana over here goes on the Rusha here. By it says we got Mazan Slashma Matana. It said the Gabi the din of that they get the Yerusha of the mother's Nechasim, that's also Yerusha. So Matana goes on Yerusha, goes together. But if it's two different takanas, then it wouldn't be considered B'taychi Dei Dibur. That's the Gemara saying. Gemara says, who said it was set together? It's two different takanas. Gemara says, no. It was one, I prove you is one takana. Lo yisak adaitach, diktani reisha, it says in the reisha, zeb medrash dorash rab lozim ezarat mechamim bekerem v'yavna, that they made a medrash between the two takanas, learned that two takanas from each other. That just like habonim yirsh, the loch is habonim a yirsh of habonim yizoynu. Ma habonim ein yirsh melacham yisavim, av bonois lo yizoynu alacham yisavim. Just like bonim are not yirshim, it means We have the takana of bonim getting the mother's nechasim, and we have the takana of bonis yuzayin, where the bonis get mezainis, the daughters get mezainis. Just like the bonim don't get Yerusha until after Misa, the mezainis also not really after Misa, because there was a shayla, is a father machriv and mezainis of his children in the lifetime of his children. The halacha is, of after 6 years old, a father is not machriv to give mezainis to his children, not his sons, not his daughters. He's not machriv. The Rishvan brings down from the Gemara in Ksubis that says if someone wants to give mezainis to his children, they make an announcement. This guy is not even like an Erev. They make fun of him. They try to get him to give, but there's no chiyuv to give. So how do we know there's no chiyuv to give? Because we make a limud. We say just like Yerusha, the takana of Yerusha doesn't happen until after Misa. The takana of Bonois Nezainois doesn't have to after Misa. Now, if you're learning out takana from each other, yeah, Brishlam. If it was set together, both takanois, then you understand that you learn out one takana, another takana. Eliam is betray beidina as iskin. If it was two different bati dinim, they made takana. Hey, afina takana takana. Hey, you learn out takana from a takana. So it must be it's one takana. That's the Gemara saying. It must be it's one takana. So what happened is like this. Abaya said that I don't understand your kasha of your son. Here, my tana is going on Yerusha. It's not one bezdin. Yeah, it is one bezdin. I prove it's one bezdin. We're learning out one from each other. We're saying just like this is after Misa, this is after Misa. So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. My. Dimal oilam emalach betray be dina iskin. It was really two different bate dinim that they made as takanos. Ube dina basra tikin gebe dina kami. Still can learn out that just like one takana is after Misa, all takana is after Misa. Because we learn out the second takana from the first takana, two different times. Kekle tiksha takanta takanta. But it's not a raya, it's one bezdin. And therefore, Abaya's kasha falls off. So what we're doing is like this. The Rishbam gives you again a recap that Avada we post the shayla, like Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika, is even by a bari. Because from the whole discussion, you see, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika is even by a bari. The question was here that he said Yerson in the Lashon, is that a raya to Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika or not? So in the brice that we have, that Rebbe tried to change to Yisvon, and he said, no, Yerson is for, you could have said Yerson, and it's for Meshavadim. Then Abaya says, what was the whole taina of Yerson? Here, Matana goes on the Yerusha. So now we try to say, maybe it's one bezdin, and if he has a good taina. So he said, no, it could be even two bezdins. Hey, learn from each other, can learn to count the counter. So Abaya's kasha falls off. Abaya's kasha falls off. Abaya's kasha, the lechaira, I have a reason why it's a kuli alma. No, Abaya's wrong. It would never be the kuli alma. We have a different discussion. We have now Rebbe's teretz. Rebbe has either teretz he said yisvun, or his teretz is, which he said it was a real one, is the meshabdi. Al meshabdi, that's why it says yirsun. But like upon him, in any case, we're post the shabdi yachana breaker.
If it's not yirsun, yeah.
He didn't say Yerchem Reka in the Braisa. Don't say Yerchem Reka. It says Yerson. It's also the Lashon Yerson. Don't say Yerchem Reka. It says the word Yerson.
Right.
It's yeah.
It's a right
Reka. Not anymore. It must call it not. It's not right. No right. No. No right. No right. But it's no right. Even though like we pass like that. We got to pass that. If you look at the Rashbam, it's in the narrow lines. And he says, it says two things. It's good to read it. Middle of the Rashbam, the Masal Olam, right? Smack in the middle. It says, a meal. Then he says, V'afagav the Rebbe, Krabiyach, and Breka, Sviri, Lake, and Rilel. Rebbe, anyone holds a Krabiyach, and Breka. What was the whole discussion here? Like we said before, Omar Rav Zreka, Omar Rav Chanina, Omar Rav Yani, Omar Rebbe, Allah, Krabiyach, and Breka. Still, a philohachi, Ka'amar Yisvun, fully answered by Yisvun, like, Ukmis in the Breka. Discussion still makes sense, because we wanted that, that's in the Breka, and Mark says, may not. It's not right to anything. It's right, not right to anything. And we it's the Mishnah. Mishnah Ksubis. But we know what Rebbe holds like that anyway. But just a copy of that discussion, it's no raya one way or another.